Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome, family. Welcome to another Wednesday. We are here. We have survived our week, and it has definitely been something to survive. It is each Wednesday, there are a bunch of us that do our spiritual dedication. We decided that we're going to take it slow. We're going to focus more on our spirituality, our prayers. We're going to focus on purifying our language, our diet. You know, it's an entire process, but a very intentional process as we try to get closer to God and go closer to our God understanding. So each Wednesday, we are fasting, building, praying together, and it's always such an accomplishment, you know, to round the day off doing this radio program with each of you. This is a wonderful way for us to get together each week, for us to share, for us to have that place where we're connecting with other like-minded spiritual people, because there's not as many of us, but more and more, it's like every day people are coming to a new understanding of spirituality, a new understanding of expressing themselves through spirit, and it's such a blessing. It is such a blessing. So each week and each Wednesday, there's always a little sigh of relief when I hear that Blog Talk jingle come on, because that lets me know, yes, I've made it to this point. I'm going to be with my family, my Wonderful Approach family, my Mother Eagle family, and we're going to get together and we're going to be family-like with each other. We're going to share, we're going to build, we're going to grow. And so I want to thank everyone who takes time out of their Wednesdays to share with us. You know, this is a collective. You know, this is a group of people, a group of ideas, a group of love and camaraderie, and each Wednesday we come together to discuss spiritual topics or to discuss world topics in a spiritual manner. You know, it always is a surprise because so much of the program is spirit-led. So I sign on each week with an understanding as to what's going to happen. I sign in each week with my little pen and paper as I prepare to, okay, I want to speak on this. I'd like to touch on that. But the actual direction of the show is really, really, really going to be up to spirit. And having worked with Mother Eagle Ministries, I think, 12, maybe 13 years now, and then doing, you know, retreats myself under A Wonderful Approach for 3 to 4 years, you learn to expect the unexpected. Anything dealing with spirit, you have learned to open yourself up and allow spirit to do the rest. So it is a wonderful, wonderful idea. We're always trying to understand more about spirit, because understanding more about spirit, having that closer walk with spirit, allows us more actually about ourselves and how we work and operate in this reality of Earth. Now, last week, we did a wonderful tribute to my aunt. It was absolutely wonderful. I want to thank everyone that called in, shared some words, because transition is often difficult only because we as humans tend and have taught ourselves to fear the unknown. There's really not a lot of fear to be had of the unknown, but yet we're fearful all the same. You know, this is why the babies cry when they come out. You know, this is why we fight so much of the very natural transitions that occur in our life. So we're always fighting this very inevitable change, and transitioning, joining the ancestors, is one of those big transitions. And so as my family is adjusting to all that that means, we did a small tribute to my Aunt Sandy. It was very, very nice. And then we spoke a little bit about God's will. Now, God's will is one of those things that you have to really get good on, because you're not going to be able to change it. If this is one of those things when you're going to have to learn to accept what is so that you can build more on what can be. There's a lovely song out there. I think the Winans did it. I think Marvin Sapp did it. It's a church song. And, the song is, I think it's called Say Amen. And, a lot of the lyrics, let the church say amen. Meaning, like, you're going to accept God's word. When God's word has been heard, when it is clear, when you comprehend it, then you're going to submit yourself and you're going to say amen to this word. That is so difficult. And then in the song, it's going through all these scenarios, say amen even if you don't agree. You have to say amen as put into play. And so that was us last week dealing with God's will. And it was timely for me. Sometimes, not sometimes, actually all the time, I'm here to teach and to learn. Learning, then you're really not teaching either. If you're not getting something from this, if you haven't opened your eyes to a new angle or allowed some new information to enter, then I don't think you have really reached who you thought you were trying to reach. So, I do, the programs with my pen and paper, and last week was definitely one of those times where the support was needed, and, of course, all my people show out, and they do every week. But, it was really, really good to hear the different words of encouragement, as well as understanding from a lot of different people how they handle that God's will. How do you, once you know what God's word is for you, once you understand those instructions, how do you then learn and practice and then actually go and submit your spirit for the betterment of the overall betterment? And that takes practice. Anything that you want to do and do well takes practice. Just like when it comes to trust. When you are trusting God, when you're learning to really put your life in God's hands, even though it's already there, even though God's already in control, but when you are learning to trust that process, you may not be able to wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm ready just to lay down on the train tracks and trust that God's going to stop the train. And that might not be the first test of trust that you need to do. The first test of trust might be something that you would consider small. You may just trust that being able to let go of an argument and say, okay, you know what? I trust that God's going to handle this. I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not going to be vengeful. I'm not going to be any of those things. I'm going to allow it to be what it is. I'm going to give this one to God. I'm going to, forgive and let go. That's a trust. That's a great place to start. Learning how to trust your own relationship, your own ears, your own understanding of God with yourself. Learning to hear his voice through his words, through his teachers, through however you hear his words. That is a great exercise to start to be able to say, I trust in the process, and I'm going to be patient with it. So, it was a great show, understanding God's will, and it just made me think truly about how we can strengthen that muscle by taking smaller bites. I think sometimes, we choke literally, figuratively, we choke when we try to take one too much. We choke when, we're doing the falling back exercise, into a volcano. We're doing too much and doing things that aren't necessary, Start trusting God in your day-to-day life, and then you'll start to see the pattern in which he works with you. and then you'll begin to understand His will, and especially His will in your life. So it was a wonderful show. It was a wonderful show. And I want to thank everybody. And if you would like to listen to the show yourself, you can always go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. All of the shows are listed there. There's been some wonderful shows. I'm so very happy that there are a lot of people that check out the shows even after we sign off the air. They go back and listen to the podcast. And one of the reasons why that makes me so tickled is because, you know, each week we have our regular listeners. You know, shout out to South Carolina, North Carolina. Y'all are always there, you know, working with me, holding me down, contributing. Thank you. Always there. And then we'll get our few people that will check us out, you know, here and there on the live, you know, audience. But then the idea that so many other people will stop what they're doing during the week, either this is a scheduling conflict or whatever. But, you know, it's so good to know that these words, they continue. You know, they have a life of their own. And I'm not surprised. You know, again, it's a spirit-led program. So as a spirit-led program, it's going to go where spirit wants it to go. It's going to be received in the manner it's supposed to be received by who it's supposed to be received by. So I absolutely, you know, adore that idea, and I hope and pray that, you know, those that listen afterwards, that they get as much from it as we do when we're working live and we're building with each other and everything else like that. And I hope that one day you'll check in the show and say, hey, I'm going to press one, because that's how we get in and, you know, let me know, hey, I'm ready to speak and everything. But I really hope that one day you'll call in at 8 o'clock Eastern each Wednesday night and say, I want to press one. And we get to, Mama Khadijah is the one that shouts out our new callers whenever she's on the line. For some reason, she always knows when they're there and knows when they're ready to speak. So it's always fun to do that. Speaking of my co-host, Mama Khadijah, she is going to be joining us for just a moment, and in just a moment, you know, as she is recuperating from in a lot of hard work. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea, you know, wrapping up this, preparing that. There's a lot to this, you know, transitioning that I was very unaware of. You know, I can imagine, just as it's a lot of work to get us into this existence, it's also some work to get us out of this existence. And so it is very, very interesting to see this aspect of it. I've never seen it as an adult. And so here it is. So she's going to join us for just a moment. We're going to wish her well, and she's going to give us some information on today's topic, which is, of course, super-duper important. This, we've done this topic or an aspect of this topic last year, but this is, if I had to make a list of frequently asked questions with the people that I work with, whether it's a spiritual coaching, whether it's reading, whether it's counseling, one of the questions that I, you know, 8 times out of 10 that I'll get asked are, what are spiritual gifts, you know, and how do I get started with that? You know, I was speaking with a lovely lady yesterday evening, and that was like a burning question. And I was telling her, once you hit about 40, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. You're going to say, wait a minute, there is something else bigger going on in this universe. There is something more. I'm feeling the pull to do more. I'm feeling the pull to be bigger than I have been, bigger than, you know, I've wanted to be in the past. And so what that is we live our life in life cycles of 7. So every 7 years, we become a new person, a new understanding. We have new responsibilities and everything else like that. I mean, I can look into, you know, most of us start school around 6 or 7. You know, we start serious school. Around 14, we are leaving a childlike understanding and moving clearly into our teenage understanding. At 21, we are moving into full adulthood where you have the responsibilities of voting. You have the responsibilities just of life. And so at 21, at 28, most of us at that time have dealt with or are actively dealing with family issues and, you know, dealing with mates, dealing with children, dealing with career and everything. And then our next cycle, we're still in the career mode. But right about 40, all of that changes. You don't even care about it anymore. You know, this is when people have their alleged midlife crises. This is when people will have their midlife crisis. This is when people decide to have their career changes. When they wake up in the morning and say, I no longer want to do this. I'm not going to do it anymore. This is when people, you know, either start downsizing their life or making plans to downsize, maybe from the bigger house to do more traveling or whatever. You know, there's something very important that happens at 40, preparing you for 42. Okay, 42 is the magical number, and this is when you start to realize and become so strongly aware of your relationship with God. And for those that are under 42 or you know, and they're like, oh, I have a relationship with God, imagine what it's going to feel like at 42. If you're in your 30s and you have a relationship, and, man, I feel like I'm there, I feel like this is great, and wait till you hit 42. It is going to be intense. And you're going to feel a burning and a craving within your, you know, your womb space. Men are going to feel that brave heart. You know, it's going to be almost uncontrollable. How do I give service to God? You will be beside yourself, you know. And so it's so important that you begin in the right, like I said, right about 40, you'll want to know, what are my gifts, and how do I start developing them? You know, it's like, you know, I'm ready to make time and space in my life for God. I'm ready to move forward passionately with my understanding of God. I want to learn how to do X, Y, and Z. You know, this is when our brain and our spirit really starts to open fully, and we're receiving information sometimes, you know, for the first time. And it's not that you haven't had a relationship with God. It's just that so many other things like children, work, houses, cars, pets, all these other things have become wonderful, beautiful distractions in your life, okay? So what happens is once you hit that 40 mark, moving into 42, you will start to say there is so much more to life. It's like your consciousness is going to raise up past all of the chaos and confusion, and you're going to truly start to feel the need to elevate yourself. And it will be uncontrollable. You know, you will know there is something different about you. You just won't know what to do with it. You know, you will know that there's something more. You just may not know how to access it. And so, and with so many people becoming more and more open-minded about spirituality. And there's going to be even a bigger pull for those that are like, hey, look, let's spend some time thinking and researching what spirituality means to my spirit. You know, we did a show, let me see, maybe 3 shows back that did what spirituality is, what spirituality is not. And that show was so dynamite because we had the wonderful opportunity of hearing about spirituality from an Islamic point of view, from a Christian point of view, from those that focus really on the spirit side, not necessarily having a religious base within that understanding. There was people that shared their personal understanding of spirit and their personal relationship with God. And so it was a dynamic show, and spirit was flowing all through it. All through it. You know, usually when we have spirit on the phone lines with us, you know, we get it's very, very evident and obvious. And that was one of the shows that I remember very clearly having a whole lot of extra, I call it extra company. You know, we had a lot of extra company. So, you know, this particular show is what are spiritual gifts and how to develop them. This is when we're trying to take a look into ourselves. You know, we really, I cannot stress how important it is to have an understanding of who you are. Without an understanding of who you are, you're looking at a map of the mall and there's no red dot on it. Without the red dot, we don't know what we're doing. You don't know where you are. So you don't know if the Great American Cookie is to the left or to the right because you don't know where you are in this big picture thing. So we have to go ahead and spend that time learning about ourselves so that we can fully develop ourselves. If you are on the wrong path, there's this great story that I love. It's about a sword who thought he was a hammer, okay? So the sword is banging itself on its nail, and he's not doing a very good job because he's a sword. And he's getting scratched and bruised in the meanwhile. And then, of course, the goal of banging the nail into the wood is not being achieved. Why? Because he's a sword, okay? Swords are not for banging. Swords are for cutting. You know, and whether you are a sword that hangs on the wall or whether you're a machete and you're by the door or no matter what you are, when you start to understand who you are, then you're not going to become bruised and scratched up like this sword was. You won't be frustrated if you start doing a poor job because you're not equipped to do that job because you're not a hammer. You're a sword. You know, as far as, you know, your longevity and everything else like that, when you are doing what you're supposed to do and when you are moving in your divine understanding, there is no frustration. There is only desire to do more, desire to learn, desire to push yourself further. And so, you know, I love that story. Now, the hammer comes, he nails it in, he hits it on the head. He's thinking he's all that, you know. The hammer will come, and it's no skin off his teeth. He didn't get bruised. He was perfect. He did the job just fine, okay? So when you are being used, you are the asset. We are the greatest assets here, okay? God absolutely loves us. He gave us so many special privileges that he didn't give the angels and he did not give to the other spirits because we are very special, very precious to God, okay? And God, of course, does not want us to be frustrated in our work. We have divine work to do. And the work that we do is not just for ourselves. You know, I have a couple of great, loving, supportive angels, and they're like, you need to get this podcast together. And I'm like, I don't know if you really want to see me sitting in between all my papers, okay? I got this ancient scroll. And so my younger son is like, that's not an ancient scroll. I said, look at the text, you know what I'm saying? This is Hebrew. And he's like, yeah, squiggly marks. You know, that is not a scroll, though, you know. So I'm sitting here in the middle of all this studying and trying to gather information and getting myself prepared for this particular program. And as I'm doing that, I'm literally surrounding myself with work and study. But all this work and study is not for me. All this work and study, I'm not going to apply to my life. Some of this work and study is for me to teach someone else. It's not even mine. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have anything to do with me. Part of my gift is being able to assist others with theirs. So I will have a gift, and it has nothing to do with me. It's not going to work for me. This particular ritual that I have, and this is a hot one. This is a great ritual. It's not going to work for me because it's not supposed to. I'm not the key. I'm just the teacher. I'm just holding the information. When I teach this to whoever's supposed to have it, it's going to work immediately because they're the hammer. I'm the instructions. They're the hammer, though, okay? And so a lot of spiritual gifts and a lot of spiritual teachers, you know, part of my gift is understanding that. I can't be mad and jealous because the hammer hit this the first time, okay? That's what the hammer is supposed to do. So, yeah, I have to develop a great understanding as to who I am in the whole instruction of things and who is the hammer that's going to actually hit this on the head. So it is all a wonderful understanding of spiritual gifts. And, of course, before Mama Khadija comes on, I'm going to make sure I go through some of the basics, okay? Spiritual, anything spiritual is, I would call, supernatural, okay? This is when it's beyond a natural range of things. And that's when we start to get to the understanding of supernatural. This is when we start to see that this is more than what the standard people have or what average people have. There are a number of spiritual gifts in a number of different ways on how to develop them. The majority of the spiritual gifts that a person basically was born with, and the only question is, when are they going to activate it? And so as when people get to the right point in their life, the right maturity, they've gone through their studies, they've gone through their, and I'm going to go in and define what due diligence is, but once someone has gone through all of the things that they need to, their spiritual gift will activate within them. Certain gifts, because they are, they have the potential to be, I don't want to say harmful, but because they need a lot of protection, and the gifts themselves need protection, and the gift needs the person with the gift needs a teacher so that they can properly use their gifts, those tend to be activated with the assistance of someone. So this is when the teacher will come and the information is already within you. This is a natural gift of yours. The gift is within you. But the proper teacher will come and say, I'm activating this. And then it will activate as you learn how to develop yourself, how you learn to understand more about your gift and the proper application of your gift. And the reason, one of the reasons why proper application, that I'm going to go into and list some of the gifts and also list a great on how to begin with them. But one of the reasons why proper application is so very important is that these gifts, we are lovely beneficiaries of this gift, but the gifts are fueled from God, okay? They're not really your gift. He is allowing you to utilize this gift for certain purposes in your life. Whether your purpose is to teach, whether your purpose is to, you know, assist, whether like Mama Khadija, she has a ministry of healing. This is her gift primarily for healing purposes, where I use my gifts primarily for educational purposes. But all of those things have been approved and okayed from God. You know, we've had to go and ask, do I have approval to do this? Do I have approval to do that? You know, and then once you have been given approval, then you have to go and become diligent and study for your protection in the midst of using these gifts. You know, it's like if you were a kid, and I really do feel like this, and you're walking around with a pocket full of money. Now, you can walk around jingling your pocket full of money, being happy and singing, and that's what I do, right? But every time I do that, I know that there are people that will want to misuse my pocket full of money, my gifts. There are people out there that don't understand my gifts and would make me feel some sort of way about having them. There are people out there that will try to dim that light that you possess rather than to help build you and everything else like that. And so that's why protection in a good teacher is so important when it comes to spiritual gifts. Even the gifts that are naturally yours, they belong to you, you develop them. Unfortunately, there are those that would misuse them from you, with you, around you. And so you want to make sure that you're doing all the things that are positive in nurturing for spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts can come in a wide range of different gifts. There are those that have the gift to see into the future. They're seers. I think the church calls these people prophetess and prophets. And these are people that have the ability to see, you know, if, you know, current events continue on this path, this is the outcome that's going to happen, you know. And those seers, that's a very serious responsibility, having knowledge of the future, because all knowledge of the future is not, you know, gumdrops and raindrops and lottery numbers. It's not. I haven't met many people that have lottery numbers. I don't. And, you know, usually their seers are given this information to avert danger sometimes. They're given that information as warning. Sometimes they're given the information to pass it on to someone else who doesn't have that ability of sight. And so they have to be responsible in their ability to see, and they have to do what God has asked them to do and whatever God has asked them to do, whether they're seeing something to help warn someone or if they're seeing something to help that come about, you know. And so there's a lot that, you know, this seer has to be responsible for. Another spiritual gift is audio, clear audio. This is when you're using your ears to gain spiritual information, whether this is from, and I've seen this done a couple different ways, and this is that one of my gifts. Sometimes people are hearing ancestors speak. Sometimes people are hearing the person's spirit speak, like your soul. Some people have disconnected themselves from their own soul. They're not listening to their own spirit. And so this spirit will speak to others to try to get some help or some attention, or if there's something very wrong in the home or anything like that, this spirit will speak, you know, and people can hear. There are times where people's bodies will let them know, hey, this wound is appearing for a child, you know, and then I will say, you know, your womb is preparing for a child. Like, no. I'm like, oh, okay, see me in a couple months, you know. There are times where people, especially as we get older, we will forget, not forget, but we become less sensitive about pain, and we don't take care of ourselves properly. And so your body will speak, and your body will communicate, you know, the extreme fatigue, the substance abuse, there's so much that is communicated through the ears. And it is a wonderful gift to have, but it takes a lot of practice, and you have to discern where this information is coming from. You know what I'm saying? You know, what part of this person is speaking? Is this part of you that's speaking? And so, you know, it's very, very important to learn about what sense is you're using and how to use it. And some great ways, we'll go into development. Okay. And then one last one, and that is we talked about the seers that have vision. There are also people that actually use their eyes. Seers, that's kind of a mind thing. They call it seeing, but they're not seeing with their eyes. They're seeing with their mind. Then there are those that are seers, and they use their physical eyes, like they see auras. You know, they may see spirits around someone. Their physical eyes are calculating information, and they're sharing it with people. And so, you know, all of the senses have the ability to pull in information. And that's when we get into the supernatural, because I have good hearing in general, but I have supernatural hearing that allows me to hear things that a regular ear canal can't pick up. I'm not picking it up through my ear. You know, my brain says that's my ear because my brain has limited knowledge in it, but it's not my ear. My physical ear is not doing it. I can still hear these things if I had earplugs or whatever in my ear. So that's where it becomes a supernatural, because it's not the actual ear, you know, it's not the actual eye. But your brain is telling yourself that your eye is receiving this information. That is supernatural. You know, that's when it's a spiritual gift. I keep saying I'm going to go into how to develop them and how to protect them. And I'm going to tell you the first place, the best place to develop yourself spiritually, to protect yourself spiritually, is doing what? And I say what, and all of the wonderful approach angels on the line all answered. I know they did. They don't have to say it. They don't have to press one. I know they all said prayer. I know they did. Okay, and if you didn't, you know, write it down, okay? Prayer. Prayer is the best way to protect yourself, okay? Understanding, you know, remember where we said these gifts came from. These are God gifts, okay? So when we're trying to increase our God gift, we actually have to increase our God level within us. We have to raise our vibration up. We have to remove the negativity to the side and raise that vibration up so that we can really, really begin to utilize this energy. Anyone that's done a workshop with me, a guided meditation, you know that these tend to be very high energy events. And it's not that we're running around clapping and making a bunch of noise, but the energy, the air is almost electric, you know, and that's because we are taking our spiritual gifts and we are raising the vibration of ourselves as spirit is adjusting to come to our level. And so when we're reaching up and they're reaching down for us, that the air becomes electric, and that's where our spiritual gifts start to get utilized. You know, I don't want to get off the topic of spiritual gifts, but when we are all together and we're working and we're building, it's an amazing orchestra of gifts being utilized. Because everyone is not like me, and I'm not like everyone else. And so my gifts are going to shine in this way. I always have someone who compliments me in a different way. And so when we're all there working together, it's so much electricity, it's so much energy, it's so much positive information that comes forward that they really, really are wonderful, positive events. And all of those that are working on their mediumship skills, y'all need to be at the guided meditations, you know, because that is a wonderful, wonderful way of practicing these gifts. You know, one thing about any muscle, anything, any muscle that you use, in order to get good at this, you have to practice everything. That's everything, that's anything. In order to get good at what you want to be good at, you have to practice it, okay? You can't think you're going to wake up and become, you know, Miss Cleo. No, that's a joke. But, you know, but in reality, you know, we're the way that we get good at what we're doing and maintain sanity and maintain family balance and maintain jobs, because most of us work. Now, the way that we do it and not blow ourselves up in the middle of this, because no one wants to get blown up. No one wants to completely stop the life that they have. We all have lives. What we want to do is enhance our life. You know, I don't know how Jim Jones got all these people to follow him or why, you know. I don't believe spirituality is about taking over your life. I think it's about enhancing your life. I think it's about utilizing gifts to make your life comfortable and have meaning, have a meaningful, purposeful life, not to overdo yourself, okay? So the first thing when we are working on our prayers, when it comes to protection, when we're working on our gifts, when it comes to protection, are prayers. Those prayers are number one on the list. They help us to let God know, hey, God, I'm up. You know this devil is busy. You know, keep me protected. Keep watch over me. I would love to open myself up in this process. You know, please watch and protect me as I do so. You know, we got guardian angels. We got ancestors. We have our own spirit. We got a lot of positive things around us, but we also have a lot of negative stuff, too. This world is crazy. And so what we have to do is let God know, hey, I, your child, am here, and I am needing a protection. Another great way of how to start developing them is angels, prayer, okay? Because when you are in this prayerful state, when you are praying and making, submitting yourself and humbling yourself to God's will and God's work, then you will begin to have God experiences. So, you know, it's so important that we keep that prayer focused. As you can see, everything that we want to do circles around that prayer piece, because that gives us permission. That gives us permission. It gives us protection. It helps us to get in the practice of professing what is good and positive. So we absolutely, absolutely, absolutely must keep those prayers close to us. And as a spiritualist, because there is not one spiritual Bible, and I say not one, I don't mean like not one, there's like many. There's many collections of words that can be considered divine understanding. So there's many things that can be considered divine understanding in our life. So as we're going through this, though, we have to begin to write prayers and speak from our heart prayers. So it's very important that we put that first. Also, when it comes to developing any gift or even learning what that gift is, you have to learn how to settle your mind. You know, a lot of times, settle your mind, settle your environment, have a safe place for this. You know, for I've had a shrine room now maybe 6 years. But before that, I had sacred space, okay? And within my sacred space, then I was able to develop myself spiritually. This is when I told my guardian angels, hey, I'm working on my gifts of mediumship. I am in my sacred space. You know, whether this is your prayer tie circle, whether this is your, you know, a place outside under your favorite tree, no matter where you are in your development, no matter where you are physically, you can create a place in space where you can go and start to have these very meaningful meditations. It's important that you have a place where you can quiet your mind, your spirit, and the rest of the world so you can get your meditation in place and then begin to develop yourself. Having your mind still for just a moment, especially after prayer, will allow you to be able to identify, you know, what's going on in your life, what spirit is trying to communicate to you, and being able to move forward in that. So creating that space is so important in having consistency. Oh, my goodness. I think Mama Khadijah's favorite word might be the process. Mine is definitely consistency. We must be consistent in our work. We have to, once spirit has decided to work with us, and it's really a blessing and a privilege to have it, spirit work and spend time in meditation, the least we can do is be prepared on this level. You know, that means having, you know, if we're going to be practicing in our white, you know, have your whites prepared. You know, if you know that you need to do shrine work, I know for me, I have got to have that shrine room clean before I think about doing anything. And so, you know, this is part of my practice. But in order for me to honor myself, my guides, and just this sacred time, I do all the things to be consistent in that. Because to me, what I'm hoping that is doing is sending a signal, hey, spirit, I value your interaction with me. Please continue to interact with me and allow me to learn. And I'm hoping that this is sending out a good message to you, you know? And so it's very important that we are consistent, we're humble, we're going about this in a loving manner. All of these things are part of that recipe that is creating a positive energy within yourself to help to activate those spiritual gifts that are within you. So if we're not pulling on the right muscle, we're not going to see the fullness of our gift. What we're going to see is cloudy and may not be usable, okay? So, you know, that's when we really have to begin to understand how important it is to prepare yourself, to be prepared, and to continue the preparation process, okay? I am so very tickled to see we have Mama Khadijah has joined us for a half a second. You know, I want her to, you know, just come on and say hello to the masses. We miss her. And hopefully that she'll be able to join us for a whole show very soon. But let me see if we can get her on the line just to say hello, let her know how we're feeling, and she can let us know how she's doing. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family.
How you doing?
So pleased to just chime in for just a few minutes. I just
Amen.
Want to extend all of the thanks for all of the prayers, all of the well wishes, the phone calls, the text messages, the emails, the two-way or by way of seven, by way of other folks' messages.
Okay.
Everyone has reached out and been so supportive in my time of need.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Seven, you always talk about, you know, that I'm so strong and who's there for me. And, you know, I was just so overwhelmed by the support. You know, when people know that you need support, when people know that you're not at your height, and when you may be struggling with something, and they come forward and extend a hand, extend a kiss. I got electronic hugs. I got a lot of, you know, in-person hugs. I got hugs by way of email. I mean, everyone, the Mother Eagle family, the Wonderful Approach family, several church families. I mean, everyone has been there to support me, to let me know if there's anything they can do. Please call on them. And I believe that every one of them was sincere. I just want to thank everyone for thinking of me, being there for me in my time of need. And I just, you know, couldn't do the whole show. I haven't even gotten home yet. I'm still up in Atlanta. Hopefully I will be able to go home tomorrow. Because I just miss being home, and, you know, I don't have access to my shrine. My clients have been calling me, not knowing what's going on. Some of them have been calling to say, Mama Khadija, can I do something for you? Is there anything you need? And it just warms my heart, you know, all the support that I got from people all over this United States and parts of Africa. It was truly is truly a blessing. So I'm going to have to listen to the show. Go on the Wonderful Approach Facebook page and listen to the show, because this is really one of my favorite topics, spiritual gifts and all that. You know, so I hate that but I'll have something to say next week, even though I wasn't on the show as a co-host this week. I'm sure I'm going to have some comments to make about, you know, what you said, Seven, and some of the callers and so on and so forth. I'm excited.
Absolutely. And I'm
looking forward to coming back.
All right. Well, Mama Khadija, understand that you are missed. This show, last show, you know, definitely we have felt your lack of presence, but, you know, we understand, and we're just giving you the love and holding on in the meanwhile. So you take your time, all the time you can possibly need, and we're still going to be here giving the love.
And I want to add that I kind of surprised myself at my sister's homegoing ceremony. I felt like I was one of the ancient mothers that did the moaning and the wailing when people passed away. That's very important. That's very important. I surprised myself with that, but that was all a part of my grieving, and grieving is a big part of self-care. I had to reach into my toolbox and pull out that self-care piece, because until next Wednesday, when I get home tomorrow, it's going to be about self-care, taking care of some personal things that I have to take care of in my home, and then just really pampering myself and relaxing and getting caught up on some rest and maybe getting a pedicure and a manicure and just really doing some self-care. Of course, you know, getting back on track with my prayer life, because that kind of got kind of mixed up in all of what I've been dealing with, but doing that, doing my meditation, that's all a part of my self-care, and I'm making a commitment to be about it.
Absolutely. Well, Mama Khadija, again, thank you so much for tuning in and just letting us know how you're doing, because we care so much, and so, you know, we appreciate the shout-out. I hope you enjoy your self-care, okay? You've earned
okay.
it three times over, okay? Have earned it, okay? I might give you a couple of my muscles so you can go get them relaxed for me, okay? Because you definitely deserve it. And I really hope that you get that dedication. In fact, I'm going to help you. I'm going to make sure. I got my little ways about me, so I'm going to make sure that you take it down a little bit for you.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're more than
welcome.
So
good night, family, and have a great week. And I will see you, talk with you, listen to you, share with you. We'll grow together next week.
Awesome. How wonderful.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yay, Mom Khadija, I'm so glad that you took a second to join us. And it just let us know, hey, I'm on the upside. You know, one thing that we spoke about last week, and, you know, Mama Khadija, you're going to have to check out that show, that we spoke about that toolbox. We spoke about what it took to have the support to, you know, I'm always letting people know, hey, know who your support system is and know who you're supporting, you know. And she clearly does, okay? And in this particular process that came up, she had the wisdom to pull on these resources. And what did they do? They responded, okay? They really did. It was inspiring for me to see what that kind of support is. I had a lot of support, phone calls, check-in. I mean, I almost have a nurse, okay, for my own self. Have you taken care of this? Have you taken care of that? I have so much love and support. And people saying, you know, I'm calling what I do, checking on people. Hey, what's this? What it is, if it'll be here in the morning. Bye. We'll talk later. Deal with you, you know. So it was actually, you know, in the middle of it being a homegoing, in the middle of it being, you know, a very sober event, it was refreshing and wonderful to see how things are supposed to operate when you have proper supports in place. And so it was very good. And it was, of course, me being a mother always, that is one of the most important divine duties that God has given me. It was wonderful for me to see my children interacting in the middle of what I call a sad event. And I see sadness in them, but I also saw them take advantage of an opportunity to be close, an opportunity to be there for each other, an opportunity for my oldest, Mr. Monahan, okay, to really input into his little chick, you know, his little Talib. And so it was wonderful to see what happens when things are in their proper place, when things have been properly spelled out, when the support systems are there. I also got to see what happens when support systems are not there. You know, there definitely was a gap or two where there was not enough support. And I saw it clearly, and I was like, okay, mental note, there's some more support that's needed here. Call in somebody. You know what I'm saying? If I personally can't get to it, who can? Who has a connection here that can call in and be a support in this place where I see there's a lack of support? And so, you know, it was, I don't want to learn these things in those types of situations, but sometimes those are the best situations to learn things in. So absolutely. It was wonderful. So again, thank you everyone that was helpful and helped me in that situation. And I have my crew in South Carolina and North Carolina. Mama Khadija's crew is in Florida, okay? And they rolled up hard. And I'm like, y'all act like Florida is around the corner. So people flying up, driving up, it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. But to the Florida crew that decided to just jump themselves up to Georgia real quick, you know, again, thank you for all of you that came through and were support beings in the middle of COVID. And hold on, I see this is one of my support beings here, one of Mama Khadijah's. I borrow her from time to time. I got to borrow every now and again. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Greetings. Did I get you?
Hello.
Greetings. How are you?
Oh, okay. It was me. Hi, sis. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, honey. Doing good. I just want to just say once again my condolences to the family for Miss Lee. I've known her for some time now, and everything that you and the family did to celebrate her life was absolutely beautiful. Nobody could ask for more love and respect going home to the Lord than what y'all did for Miss Lee. And I was glad to be a part of that and be a part of the family there, as always. So.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And it was interesting, and it was a lively funeral. Okay, it was very lively.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Very lively.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked
Thank
it. Yeah.
Thank you always for being that support. We appreciate you. We appreciate
You're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome, honey. I don't want to say any time, but the support is always there for whatever reason. The support and love is always there for whatever reason.
Man, oh, wow. Now, listen, that's wonderful. The support and love is always there for any reason. That means I don't have to have an emergency. I don't have to
have.
Don't have
to have
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that's important. Family, don't forget, we got two families coming together here. Family, listen. The love and support is there for you for whatever reason you need. Okay? That's so major. We have to get to that point where we can feel that, you know what I'm saying, and really know that, you know, I can come to here and have no judgment. I can come here and be open and be honest. Everyone needs a place do that at. So, you know, I appreciate you for being that, you know, for me and for my mother. I really do. Thank you so much.
Yes, then. You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome with much love.
Okay. Amen. Talk to you soon.
Amen. Okay.
You know, I want to talk, we're talking about these spiritual gifts. I cannot leave this population of people out. I cannot. I have to talk about my empath, okay? These are such special creatures, you know. I call these my canaries, okay, because they're going to feel it. They're going to feel it before I feel it, way before I feel it. You know, empaths are emotionally and spiritually open and receptive to feeling things. And they are, you know, very sensitive. They are taking everything to, you know, taking it to the gut, you know, every feeling, every emotion, they're feeling it intensely. It's like they're going through this whole experience with you. And it to me, because I'm not an empath, that is so amazing, you know, on one hand. On the other hand, I'm like, do you really want to feel everything that someone else is feeling and not being able to control that? You know, and so it is, it's always amazing for me to see these empaths. And to me, I always like, okay, we understand that you are empathic. You are feeling this energy. You are receiving this information. You have to learn how to protect yourself. Or every and anyone else's illness becomes your illness, you know? So imagine, you know, don't want to feel everything that people are going through, because there's some pain freaks out there that will run you through the gambit just because they are running through the gambit. So those people, you know, I strongly, strongly suggest prayer. They have to learn boundaries. You know, they have to learn, don't go so deep into other people's thoughts, feelings, emotions. You have to have a little pull-up for yourself. They have to learn, you know, just ways of protecting and not connecting with every person, you know. And then also, very, very important, these empaths, everyone I've met, they have to learn good cleansing skills. They have to learn that. They have to learn how to keep themselves emotionally, spiritually, physically clean. Because, I mean, we can run into all kinds of crazy energies without being empathic. But imagine if you're empathic, you are getting everything. That's not good. It's not good for anybody. So we definitely need to learn, you know, all of my empathic people, they need to be on a very strong prayer, meditation, cleansing cycle now. They need to learn. They need a teacher ASAP so they can learn how to I just had a vision of a tar baby. Okay, so if you're under 45, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. A tar baby was something that is tar. It's sticky. So if you hit it with your hand, your hand's going to get stuck. And if you kick it with your foot, then your foot is going to get stuck. And Burr Rabbit, who was a cartoon character, he ended up getting completely stuck by this tar baby by trying to fight it, you know, trying to be so involved with it. That's how my empaths are, okay? You know, they're in so deep that they can actually get stuck, you know. And they'll know, they'll say, oh, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. And I'm like, well, then that's not your emotion then. So there are some gifts that are harder to control than others. And there are some people that would be like, well, why would you want to control it? You want to control it because there are others that will see it and take advantage of it. So you have to know a lot of times how to operate within yourself, and you have to learn how to operate in such a way as to not attract unnecessary attention, not to attract negativity, and knowing when you do have something that you've attracted, how to cleanse yourself, basically, how to get rid of it. So the show has been very, very interesting. As always, family, you don't have to wait for me. You may press 1 at any time, and that allows you to speak. If there are any questions that you'd like to ask, if there's a particular gift like you want to share, what I gave were very, very high-level understandings. Then other people will drill down from there on how they understand things. There are a lot more gifts out there. And actually, you know, we have children coming in our third generation, fourth generation, psychics, mediums, healers. And so these children, I'm keeping my eyes on them because I know that they are going to have an even more defined, refined way of dealing with these powers and these gifts. I got a caller here, and I know this number well. This is my sister, my South Carolina study crew. Greetings, sister. How you doing?
Blessings. How are you?
I am well. And yourself?
I am grand. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome
topic, as always.
Okay.
I wanted to talk briefly about the gift of discernment, spirit recognizing spirit. And I'm grateful when I'm able to operate in that gift because it keeps me out of some stressful situations.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
It allows me to know where to pull my energy and where to just pull back so that can pass me.
Yes, ma'am.
And then in other instances, it allows me to enjoy a healthy relationship. It's kind of when you're able to meet someone for the first time but still feel as if you've known them for decades because
right.
the energy recognizes that energy, and I think that's a beautiful thing, and I'm grateful for that. As always, I thank you for being an inspiration to the inspirational. Ashe.
Amen. Ashe. I love when my sister comes on and share her words of wisdoms with us. It's always a blessing to get them. That gift of discernment is so real. It is so, so real. Because, and that's something, there are certain things that everyone needs to know. Every gifted person. Prayer, meditation, cleansing skills, discernment. You know, just because you can read somebody's mind, and you know you don't need to know everything that they're thinking about. You know, we have to stop using spirit to be detectives, okay? And that takes discipline. It takes discipline to know, okay, look, I don't need to know. To know the difference between needing information and wanting information. You know, you have to learn how to discern in that. Super duper important. When it comes to my gifted people, I cannot leave out my healers that use nature. All my herbalists out there, all those that, you know, use the stones, that use Reiki, you know, that are using those elemental energies and or plants to create a part of their healing dynamic, part of their spiritual gifts is understanding and having a relationship with herbs. Now, see, that's something that I have to clarify, okay? I know about herbs, right? Because I've read books. I've been out. There are others that have a relationship. They know this plant. This plant has healed them. This plant has kept them alive, you know? And so there are those that have an understanding. And so that is the difference between someone like me with knowledge, and I'm shaking my head, knowledge, mm-hmm. And then there's those that have relationship. And there are those that have relationships into the woods, and I've seen them. I have walked beside them, and they're doing so much more than what I'm doing. I'm just sitting there like, it's a root. And they're like, no. This is the root of a plant that does this, that does that, that knows this. And the plant is holding this energy. And this, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And there's so much more that they're getting because they have the relationship. They have developed, they have learned, they have spent time with, they have nurtured. And so these people are herbalists, where I am someone that has knowledge on plants. You know, big difference, okay? Very big difference. Those that understand the stones, very big difference, okay? I understand stones and colors and understand, and I put this with here and put that there, and they build into this and they grow. I understand that. But then there are some that can hold a stone and they can activate the crystals on the inside of it. There are those that can hold stones and heat them literally. And their body heat in the stone's energy create heat. And I have felt it with my hand, what I have touched, and it is hot to the touch because their body in this stone had a relationship, okay? And so that is not as simple as me when I have my stones and they give me information and how they look, feel, and how they operate. You know, that's one thing. Nah. But when you are creating your when you're able to use your own body heat activate this stone to create healing within yourself or another person, that is a relationship, okay? So as you see, there's so many different ways and places that you can apply your spiritual knowledge, and, you know, as I point to my head, but then there are gifts, and I'm pointing to my heart. They're gifts, and then those are gifts that you are able to pull on an energy source within yourself and develop more of yourself and develop more within that energy. So, you know, that is a very big difference. And so, you know, I have been questioned, okay, can anybody do that? There are a couple of understandings when the question comes, can anybody do that? You know, part of me says yes. It does. My first answer is yes, okay? My first answer is, you know, if you want to work on medium skills, meaning you would like to be able to hear spirits speak, you would like to be able to request that they speak to you so that you may gain information, knowledge, understanding, clarity, I believe that is a skill that anybody may develop, okay? I do. Does everybody have the discipline? Does everybody have the diligence, the consistency? Are you going to follow through with the process? Are you able to find a good teacher? That come with my yes. Now, my answer is still yes. I still believe, yes, anyone who wishes to become a medium, you may study to do that. Is that your natural ache? You know, are you going to be like that sword banging yourself on a nail? You know, or do you want to find out where you're a hammer and that's a nail? You know, are you going to, anything requires practice. If you're working outside of your field of operation, that takes even more practice. But the question is, can you do it? And I believe the answer is still yes, you may. And so I think, though, that it would be better for each person to learn truly where their, I don't want to say magic, because magic, people think of magicians, and that's not the magic I'm speaking of. But, you know, where you have to find where your personal gifts lay, and then that's when you are the hammer. Everywhere else, you're a sword. You know, everywhere else, you may have limited abilities, or like me, you may have knowledge, spiritual knowledge. There's lots of us running around with great book knowledge and can tell you and cite references and everything else like that. But when it comes to truly operating in your God-given gift, that will be something that will come very naturally. And the due diligence that you'll put in place, like keeping up with your prayer life, developing good relationships with your ancestors, which are another level of protection for you, developing a consistent practice of spirituality, prayer, and development, where you're able to really apply your gifts at, that's where you will become the strongest, that's where you will become the most diligent, that's where it will be, you know, you'll receive the most blessings, that's where you will really begin to develop your personal ashe. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, it's a wonderful gift. And so I would suggest that, you know, before you start building in any area, spend the time and energy in simple prayer and meditation, just learning and asking for clarity of mind, clarity of spirit. And those two things, those two pieces of clarity will give you the opportunity to build and develop yourself even further. And so, and also begin to give you an understanding as to where your gifts are. You know, and most of us have more than one gift. Most of us do, or have gifts that are connected. You know, that you may have a gift of healing within you, and you may use plants to do so. But that gift of healing is first, you know. Some people, they will have the gift of discernment and will have that, Lord have mercy, gift and understanding of unconditional love. And so when you have discernment and unconditional love, then you're able to truly apply the goodness of this unconditional love and really expose people to something beautiful while shielding them from the parts that they are not even able to comprehend. So, you know, it's really important that we spend this time with self first so that we can learn more about ourselves as we begin to learn more about our gifts. So wrapping up, because I don't know where the time went, but my alarm just went off, letting me know that it's prayer time. And also, you know, wrapping up the show, I want to thank everyone that called in. I say thanks and special shout out to Mama Khadija, you know, still working in the field. God bless her, because after four or five days, I was good. My shrine room, I realized that I've been thinking that I serve my shrine room, blah, blah, blah. But I'm realizing that my shrine room does a lot of serving of myself. And when I came in, I just sat down and was like, whew, and I felt that energy just kind of pour into me. In fact, the sister called me and said, I am feeling your energy pull. And I'm like, hey, I right now I don't even have any control over that. Sorry, boo. You know, so, you know, it was so good to get home and to get to my battery charger. And so I know Mama Khadija is looking forward to doing the same. I'm going to try to help her do that. For everyone else that has been so patient in the process, I want to thank you for your patience. For those that are working on spiritual gifts and how to develop them, it does not happen overnight, okay? But it does happen. So continue to make your prayers and be diligent in it. Prayers change things, okay? You must make prayer in order to begin to safely develop yourself spiritually, okay? You, if you are not making prayers and staying connected to God, then you cannot truly guarantee that your gifts are coming from the correct source, okay? When we make prayers, we make prayer to the Most High God, okay? Not the in-between God, not the Ant God, the Most High God, okay? There's a reason why. This is the God that loves us. This is the God that created us, okay? So if you are praying to the Creator, then this Creator already knows you, already has a relationship with you, was part of that process in when this egg and this sperm came together. So he's known you from that long, okay? And so, and loves you and cares for you. So this is why we have our prayers to our Creator up, because that is the ultimate protection piece that we can have. So don't think that we're going to spend all this time practicing magic or that you're looking for the right combination of power words or anything like that. Those are not the answer. The answer is God. And when you start building that relationship with him, he will be like, okay, this is your gift. Now activate it. This is your gift. Now get under the umbrella and activate it. Get with your teacher. Be diligent and activate it. So, you know, this is why those prayers are so very important. We need to have them. And talking about prayer, before we end any show, we always have prayer. I'm going to be picking out some people that are going to be helping me with the prayers, you know, even though it may be a little jarring at first. Understand that the prayers that are made here for some people, this is the last prayer that they've heard since the last time we were together last week. So don't hesitate to think about the positive influence your prayers can be adding to the show and to the many people, and it's a many people, the many people that listen to the show afterwards as well. So, you know, don't hesitate to allow yourself to be used by the Most High and have your voice heard in prayer and sharing that with others in our family, our two families that become one every Wednesday. So this prayer comes from, and I'm not a prayer scholar. I have to say that for the record. I really do have to let people know I don't consider myself a prayer scholar because there's so much to know about prayer. But I am a prayer fan. I love words that are made with good intentions. And so I wrote a couple of books, but this is from the little handy book notebook of devotions. It's a 30-day devotional book. And day 24 is about gratitude. So when I was preparing for the show, and I'm surrounding by all these sacred texts, okay, gratitude popped up. And I was like, yeah, I can see gratitude. I can feel gratitude. And so this prayer for gratitude on this day is the prayer of forgiveness. And so it goes, if I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confusion, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusion, I forgive them. If there is a situation I am not ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that, for all thy ways, all the ways that I harm myself, negate, doubt, or belittle myself. Through my own confusion, I forgive myself. Amen. Thank everyone for taking the time out of their evening in the middle of the week to spend it with a wonderful approach in Mother Eagle Ministries. Thank you and have a nice night.